Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 91 for the week of October 13th, 2008. We begin this week with excerpts from the Washington Report's regulatory update dated September 30th, 2008. On July 1st, 2008, EPA published the final regulation for plating and polishing area sources in the Federal Register. The final rule is effective immediately for new affected sources, i.e., those that begin operations on or after July 1st, 2008. Existing plating and polishing operations must comply with the new regulatory requirements by July 1st, 2010. The plating and polishing processes that are subject to the plating and polishing area source rule are those processes performed at an affected plating and polishing facility that uses or has the potential to emit any compound of any of the following metal HAPs: cadmium, chromium, lead, manganese, and nickel. This includes electrolytic and non-electrolytic plating and coating processes, electroforming, dry mechanical polishing, and thermal spray at approximately 2,900 existing plating and polishing facilities. As a result of the efforts of NASF, EPA did not establish emission limits for plating and polishing operations, but required plating and polishing facilities to follow management practices as the generally available control technology standards. Under the new plating and polishing rule, owners and operators of affected sources must comply with several notification and record-keeping requirements. An initial notification must be submitted to EPA or an authorized state no later than October 29, 2008. The notification should include the name and address of the owner or operator, the location of the facility, the relevant applicable air emission standard for the facility, a brief description of the affected source, the fact that the facility is an area source, and the compliance method for each affected source. A sample initial notification letter is available on the NASF website at www.nasf.org. Existing sources must also submit a notification of compliance status by July 1, 2010, and an annual certification of compliance in subsequent years that include a description of how the facility has complied with the applicable regulatory provisions. The certification should also report any deviations from the compliance requirements during the year and any corrective actions taken to remedy the deviation. For a copy of the final rule and a summary of the new regulatory requirements, please visit the official website of the National Association for Surface Finishing at www.nasf.org or contact headquarters at 202-457-8404. You can also contact the NASF Policy Arm, the Policy Group, directly at 202-457-0630, or if you have any questions or need additional information, please contact Christian Richter at CRICHTER@thepolicygroup.com or Jeff Hannipel at JHANNAPEL@thepolicygroup.com. Here's the calendar of events through the end of October. On October 14th through the 27th, the National Association for Surface Finishing will take a 14-day trade tour of China, traveling from Beijing to Shanghai. On October 15th, Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their continuing education seminar and monthly dinner meeting at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On October 15th and 16th, AESF Foundation will hold a zinc and zinc alloy plating course instructed by Ray Dargis, CEF3, in Cleveland, Ohio. Also on October 15th and 16th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in Dordrecht, Holland. On October 16th, there will be a joint MAMF-AESF dinner meeting at McCormick & Schmick's Seafood Restaurant in Hackensack, New Jersey, with special guest speaker Dr. Jim Brennan. On October 17th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in São Paulo, Brazil. On October 17th through the 19th, AESF Mid-Atlantic Regional Meeting, including golf, education, and Saturday night dinner, will take place at Lancaster Host Resort and Conference Center in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. On October 20th and 21st, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in Qingdao, China. On October 21st and 22nd, Industrial Environmental Association, California Manufacturers and Technology Association, and Chemical Industry Council of California will hold Navigating in an Ever-Greening World Annual Environmental Summit at Catamaran Resort Hotel in San Diego, California. On October 27th and 28th, Kushner Electroplating School will hold an Electroplating Know-How Basics course in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. On October 27th through the 30th, AESF Foundation will hold an Electroplating and Surface Finishing course instructed by Frank Altmeyer, MSF, in Seattle, Washington. And on October 30th and 31st, Kushner Electroplating School will hold an Electroplating Know-How Basics course in Los Angeles, California. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening.